Welcome to the Dave Chang Show, part of the Ringer Podcast Network. We are doing the second part of our podcast. We recorded live in a very, very noisy, insane place with lots of TV screens watching the NCAA tournament a couple weeks ago where I was scooting around in an electric wheelchair and Chris, Noel, and everybody were ignoring me. But we were doing the hoops and hops. If the audio was not as strong as it used to be, it's because we tried to record it live in a place that doesn't have acoustics. So keep your goddamn audio recording engineering fucking opinions to yourself. Also, before we get into hoops and hops, we have some special news. The podcast that I think people like more than this podcast, Recipe Club, season 3, coming back. And unlike most sequels, I think this sequel is bigger, badder, and better than ever before. This is legitimately, I think, going to be the best season we've ever done. And I don't say that lightly or a cliche or a platitude. Like, really, we've taken a lot of the input, criticism from season 2, and we've made it better. I really, genuinely am excited about Recipe Club, and I haven't always felt that way before. So that is coming
In a month or two. In the meantime, you got to send in recipes. We're posting all the theme ingredients on social media. Send your recipes in to thefixer@majordomomedia.com.
And make them good.
Make them good.
This episode is brought to you by Vital Farms. No matter how you like your eggs, scrambled, over easy, or sunny side up, the people at Vital Farms believe in one thing: keeping it bullshit free. That's why their pasture raised eggs come from hens who each have over 108 square feet of space to roam and forage all year round. So you can spend less time questioning your food and more time enjoying it. Look for Vital Farms in your grocery store and learn more at vitalfarms.com. Vital Farms, keeping it bullshit free.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
We had some upsets. We had some predicted winners, and this is the round of 32. Let's start back in the fried section. Fried chicken came in as a 1 seed.
Fried chicken.
Jalapeno poppers came in as an 8 seed. I think one is gonna walk right over, right? Fried chicken's gonna walk right over this one. Chaat in the 5 seed. Chicken wings in the 4 seed. This is a walkover. Fried chicken over jalapeno poppers, or do you have something to say?
I'm just saying, if we were out here, if they had a plate of fried chicken products, processed chicken, nuggets,
tenders,
and there was a plate of jalapeno poppers, which would you go first?
Fuck.
That's tough, though. It's also what you think is going to be, like, the best to eat right away from a standpoint of, it doesn't mean I like, I no. will eat more of the chicken wing. Here, or the fried chicken.
Let me
change
that. Let me,
versus quantity.
Let me revise that a tiny bit. I would go jalapeno poppers because I only get those at a bar. As a bar food, jalapeno popper is like quintessential to me.
I make those at home.
Make jalapeno poppers.
I'm just saying, I have a lot of opportunities to eat fried chicken.
Jalapeno if it was popper. In front of me, the thing I'm eating first.
Okay, so I'm gonna go. Fried chicken is not really a bar. It's not really a sports bar food.
Chicken finger is.
Chicken fingers.
Yeah, oh, you're counting chicken fingers as.
But if there are some chicken fingers here and some jalapeno poppers, I like this question.
I'm still fried chicken.
But like, here's the thing, jalapeno poppers, you can't eat more than 3. I can eat a whole plate of fried chicken tenders.
In one bite, you mean? Or?
No.
Like, I'm judging these sheerly as a bar food. Jalapeno popper is only a bar food and not anything else. It is a bar food. For me, it's jalapeno poppers.
I'm still fried chicken.
I'm sold.
Just because of chicken fingers.
I'm going jalapeno poppers. Big upset.
Jalapeno poppers. Noel, surprised. Chaat, chicken wings. I'm a chicken wing man.
I feel like jalapeno poppers got Shaka Smart as their coach this year.
Marquette going all the way, baby.
We have the 6-seed empanadas against the 3-seed nachos. Empanadas for me.
I love nachos.
Overruled. Nachos. The 7-seed onion rings against the 2-seed mozzarella sticks.
This is difficult.
Onion rings for me.
Mozzarella sticks. I'm going for mozzarella sticks.
For the first. Same. Yeah, I'm a mozzarella stick.
If it was French fries, onion rings, I'm going onion rings.
That was easy for you, though.
I just love like onion rings because those are something I only eat in a sports bar. And like, and when I see them, I get excited. I want to dip them in something. I want to like.
Now,
I love
do you
them.
Like? Do you like the beer battered kind, or what is the kind
I like
of
all
like,
of them.
The bread and all of it's
bread.
So like I love all my children equally. Probably not true, but that's fine. They don't listen to this podcast. It's fine.
Mozzarella sticks. Noel knew.
All
right.
You guys are all about, like, everything here is some version of fried cheese.
Cheese, yeah. Chicken. All right. Back down to region two. Where am I?
Pickles versus hot dogs. Hot dogs.
Pickles versus hot dogs. It's got to be hot dogs. Guacamole versus cured meat, including your beloved jamón ibérico.
It's guacamole.
Guacamole for me, but I think it might be
fine.
Cured.
No, fine.
Talk me out of it.
No, I mean, the thing is, like, the criteria, just it's a tough criteria because ultimately
hot dogs.
I mean, it's like the game changes as the tournament goes on, right? Because ultimately the style of play changes, what it takes to win changes. So
But you're willing to just, but you're a cured meat vote.
I'm fine with guacamole. I'm fine. Let's let them through.
Guacamole.
But I want like good guacamole. I want like a little bit of like.
He wants that organic shit.
No, I want like, I want. I mean, I.
Although Chang.
I mean, everyone. I want to hear your best guacamole.
Devil's advocate.
What's your best guacamole recipe? Just like, what would you do?
Very little. Lemon juice.
Lime juice. Jalapeno.
Chili crunch. Done. Salt. Cilantro.
So I like just like a little bit of garlic, olive oil, avocado, and some salt.
That is a Marin guacamole.
That's good, right?
Yeah, that's fine,
right?
Clean.
That doesn't make me a bad person.
Clean.
If there was a plate
that's
of
that TB12
if there
diet.
Was a plate of jamón and a plate of and a thing of guacamole though, which one do you reach for first?
Jamón.
Yeah.
But you never see jamón.
There's no Iberico ham and friggin' That was like a
in
wish.
In Spain,
that
it's bar foods around the world. All right, guacamole it is. I already have it in my hand.
How about that? If you're in Spain and you have, yeah, it's interesting. You're watching like Spanish Real League soccer.
If you're watching
jamón.
La Liga.
And those fucking cookies, crackers.
Yeah.
All right, here's an unrelatable matchup. Sashimi versus Gilda Pincho.
Pincho. I'm going for Pincho first.
Pincho.
All right, Pincho. This fucking Pincho's making a deep run.
If Ibirico ham had gone through, we would have had like
they're
a
They're hot,
Spanish
man. They're hitting
showdown.
Their corner threes. They're
Gilda
not missing.
Pincho is making a run.
They're not missing their corner
Cinderella
threes.
Cinderella story.
Chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa over tin cured fish, right? All
Chips
right.
Chips and salsa is kind of like popcorn.
Yeah.
It's there. You're just going to keep
you
eating
eat it.
Yeah.
All right. That completes two
What happens if it's
of the
chips
bracket.
And salsa versus nachos?
It's basically like when Duke, it's then like we, when Duke plays like Marquette when Wojo was coaching.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like, yeah.
All right. Over in the general cook section, fried potatoes versus kebabs.
Fried potatoes.
Fried potatoes every day. Bosam versus meat pies.
Meat pies.
I'm going to say meat pies.
Meat pies for me too. Unanimous meat pie.
Anything that's like a meal that you can have in your hand, it almost feels like a full meal.
Gyoza versus quesadillas.
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
You already lost. Doesn't matter.
You said something on the last podcast that made me so happy about how like quesadillas are like the perfect invention of food and like they're always good.
Always good.
And you chop anything up in a quesadilla and it makes it like even better.
I'm here for you, dumplings. I'm sorry.
I love dumplings, but they're not a bar food that I want.
Potato skins over Schweinshaxe.
They're both here on the table. And I saw fried pork hock with like cloudberry shit.
You sold me on Schweinshaxe. I'm going to go somewhere, find out where they have it in the Bay Area. They probably don't.
They do. They'll have it. There's a bunch of German places that have it there.
Oh, okay.
We should find it today is what we should do.
Like Soup and Kuchen and all those kind of places?
I bet they have it.
Okay, perfect.
Again, potato skin has to have a really good game.
This is a... You know?
They got to play full court.
It's got to be somewhat crispy. Yeah. It's got to have, like, scallions, bacon, a sour cream that you dip.
They can go really deep, but it's about their defense. And I just don't know if their defense, a.k.a. their hard, crispy shell, can stay crispy.
So you think... So basically, you're saying Princeton's going to make a run.
Yeah.
Princeton's going to make a little run.
They're doing it for the late Pete Carroll.
All right, let's go. Princeton's making a run past potato skins. I don't know what's happening here. It's falling apart. No, Schmein shocks up. You got 3 out of 4 regions set. Dried seafood, the upset, the Cinderella of the tournament versus nuts.
I go nuts.
Dried seafood.
Appalachian State beating Michigan.
I'm not sure if Gabby printed out enough copies of dried seafood.
You guys got to make some, like, if you guys are going to do this much advocating for dried seafood, you got to make a Momofuku version of, like, dried seafood.
Today's episode of the Dave Chang Show is brought to you by Dave's Dried Squid.
Oh, shit, this is hard.
Spinach artichoke versus corn nuts. No, somebody's going to have to convince me of corn nuts. I'm all spinach artichoke dip for sure here. This is not hard for me.
I'm gonna go spinach artichoke dip. But it, like, sometimes you have really good corn nuts, like those big corn nuts.
I'm going corn nuts. If they're both in front of me, because I rarely
get... this is a bad one because I have to use spinach artichoke dip first.
No, but I rarely get corn nuts. And every time I eat corn nuts, every fucking time I eat corn nuts, I'm like, why don't I eat more corn nuts?
Yeah.
Always.
That is a very
spicy barbecue. Here's
the thing.
Chili lime.
Part of the problem with spinach and artichoke dip is you need to know what you're dipping in it, right? It's different if it's like a shitty pita or like a really
never
good
pita.
Or like a good, like
a tortilla chip or some crusty
what
bread.
What about a fried pita, like a pita chip? You don't think that's good in spinach and artichoke dip?
Tortilla chips.
Good.
Tortilla
like chip for me. Too.
Yeah.
But I agree that corn nuts has a problem where
I'm changing to corn nuts. Because of the fact that, like, I don't know what I'm dipping in the spinach.
Corn nuts play a very simple game. Box one, crazy, that's it.
Yeah.
And they play bully ball in the paint.
Spinach and artichoke dip needs help from the refs.
Spinach and artichoke dip is so good.
It is
Come on, guys.
I know it's good.
I'm looking forward to the corn nuts dried seafood matchup next week.
You guys are creating.
I can't wait to hear what Kenny the Jet Smith says about that
corn
matchup.
Nuts, dude.
Run through the tape.
Nobody wants corn nuts. God damn it. All right, popcorn or pork rinds?
Woo!
Popcorn.
I'm going to say I was never on the – I mean, like, I like popcorn. It's pork rinds for me.
Popcorn.
Popcorn it is.
And I love pork rinds. Fuck.
Sausage rolls or chips?
This is a weak-ass conference.
I'm a sausage roll fanatic.
We got chips.
Chips.
This episode is brought to you by Vital Farms. No matter how you like your eggs, scrambled, over easy, or sunny side up, the people at Vital Farms believe in one thing, keeping it bullshit-free. That's why their pasture-raised eggs come from hens who each have over 108 square feet of space to roam and forage all year round, so you can spend less time questioning your food and more time enjoying it. Look for Vital Farms in your grocery store and learn more at vitalfarms.com. Vital Farms, keeping it bullshit-free.
All right. We are in the what's our name for this? The 16 savory 16. We're in the savory 16.
Yeah, savory 16. That's
Quinceanera plus
that's
one.
That's actually amazing. I see what you did there, and it was good.
I appreciate you. We're in the savory 16. Back in the fried division, it's jalapeno poppers against chicken wings.
I'm going wings. But I know you guys are gonna go poppers.
No, I'm gonna go wings.
I'm gonna go wings too. Okay. I'm gonna go wings.
When I see a nice buffalo wing, I gotta eat that first. That Cinderella story just ended.
Yeah.
Nachos or queso versus mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks cannot go any further.
I go nachos and queso.
Nachos, queso.
All right. I'm a mozzarella stick man.
It had a good run, mozz sticks.
All right. This is wild. All right, down to the raw cured section. Sausages, which were a one seed, and guacamole, which was a 5 seed.
Sausages is Kansas.
It is. I'm going guacamole.
I'm going sausages.
Just because as a bar food, like, I don't.
No, sausages, hot dogs, that's bar food, man. Dude, and around the world,
It's sausages.
It's sausages.
A landslide.
Gilda Pincho, another fairy tale run down here, up against chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa. The chips and salsa is just too deep.
We're getting to the point where talent wins.
Yeah. They're like 11 deep on the bench.
Well, here's the real thing. We're thinking about chips and salsa in like an American sports bar. Mexico, chips and salsa, walkover.
So many fucking flavors of salsas.
All right, back up to the cooked division. The world of fried potatoes versus meat pies.
Fried potatoes.
Yeah, fried potatoes.
Fried potatoes.
Pork hock versus quesadilla. If it was in front of me, like the pull of the chicken wing, as much as I want the jalapeno power, I'm going chicken wing. Because I can't stop myself. I would have to go quesadilla. Because I can't stop myself.
I think the fairy tale run of Shrine Shacks has to end here. I think it's got to be quesadillas.
I'm in.
Okay. Back to our final category.
So you know what? At the end of the day, talent wins.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the edible eight here.
Yeah.
Shaping up to be favorites.
You're very good at this right on the fly.
Dried seafood versus corn nuts, the fucking heavyweight matchup we've been waiting for here. A 16 seed in the edible eight? I think that Chang is going to stop his votes on
dried
corn
seafood. Nuts. I'm going corn nuts for sure.
I'm sticking to my 16 seed. I'm sticking to it. Dried seafood.
I'm going corn nuts.
It's the end of the road. It's the end of the road for the squids. All right, and in
they
the final...
They play on Orthodox-style offense, okay?
And in the final matchup of the...
Hot young coach that corn nuts have.
Popcorn.
Package division. Popcorn versus chips.
Popcorn.
It's popcorn for me as
too
well.
Too deep.
It's popcorn chips for me as well.
Chips and crisps. They just don't have the school budget to compete with popcorn.
Have you seen their facilities?
So good. Sick.
I mean, they've just got the alumni to back them.
Yeah, boosters.
I mean, the boosters are too good. All right, in our edible eight, the last eight remaining in this tournament, chicken wings versus nachos.
Chicken wings.
It's chicken wings for me.
I don't. He doesn't have the answer. It's chicken wings.
Chicken wings. Chicken wings, which got a friendly 4 seeding, I think. Now that you look at this, like, is that just give me like. An analytics thing. Did Chicken Wings actually luck out with its run with its 4 seed instead of having to come from a different part of the bracket?
I mean, that happens sometimes. Teams fall, right? Like, and I think you guys, your love of jalapeno poppers and your like lumping in like, yeah.
The circumstances worked out for Chicken Wings.
I think it would have been a tough matchup for Chicken Wings versus fried chicken.
I would have taken chicken wings over fried chicken.
So, like, fried chicken was just misseeded.
Possibly.
And chicken wings were probably underseeded.
Listen, having had to work on this seeding system, I have no complaints.
Hey, listen, this is more accurate than the fucking...
All right, in our other edible eight matchup, sausages and hot dogs versus chips and salsa. Is this a tough one?
I go chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa.
Because of the Mexico thing. It's got to be chips and salsa. All right, the first two.
Listen, if there were like tomatillo, like a spicy red, then you have a mild and like all that versus sausages and all of its galore with toothpicks and everything, that's a really tough matchup. It's going double overtime.
All right. I mean, we're
but
down
I,
to.
I gotta go chips and salsa. I don't know. That is hard.
I mean, we're down. We got two.
No, what
of
would
our...
you do? Chips and salsa or sausages and hot dogs?
Noel's a hot dog person.
Sausages too. I'm gonna change it up. I'm gonna if they were both if I saw a bratwurst or some kind of wurst slice with a toothpick and a little bit of nice mustard versus a chips and salsa, even the best version of chips and salsa.
Oh, just like a what if it's like a mixed sausage platter with mustards there?
A spicy hot link.
Are mini chili dogs covered by this category?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
chili dogs.
So the other criteria to me is What do you want?
This play, by the way, is under review, by the way. This is
what do you want? Like, you're at a bar for 4.5 hours drinking, watching games. What do you want there the whole time? And if you didn't have it there, you would really miss it. To me, that's chips and salsa. If there weren't sausages or hot dogs, I'd be like, eh, that's fine. But if there weren't chips and salsa, I'd be bummed.
This is hard. I really like sausages.
We're also talking about a theoretical bar here.
And but if that bar, so the problem here is
the best version of both in front of me. That's how I'm personally making this decision.
All right, would you rather be in a beer hall in Germany with like a plate of perfect sausages and mustard, or in a cantina in Mexico with beautiful salsa?
That's a different question. That's an
but between
question.
Those two, I'm saying best of each one. Best of each one.
But like, this is about sitting at a bar.
Which one of those experiences as a bar food is better? Having a big stein of beer with a sausage, or drinking tequila, mezcal, margaritas, and
I'd rather have
Mexican beer with chips
and
salsa
for me.
Mexican people.
Then okay, this is what I wanted to avoid. Was just being
I'd rather be hanging out with my Mexican friends
than your German
in the beer German beer hall.
Mexican friends in the German beer hall would be fun. I think
watching like Mexico play Germany in the World Cup. How great would that be?
Oh my god!
Both teams are not so good right now.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I think
I'm going sausage hot dogs.
You want chips and salsa? Sticking with it.
Oh, I'm gonna stick chips and salsa. All right, fried potatoes, quesadillas, guys.
That's fucking tough.
That's French
the entire
fries,
fried potato genre.
Tater tots, JoJo's, fried potatoes versus quesadillas.
I'm still going quesadilla.
I'm going quesadilla. And I'm thinking about the whole, like, if they were in front of me, which one would I grab first?
But by the other question, I want to apply the same question you asked the last one, which is,
like, which would you
what do you want over the course
there?
Of 4.5 hours? You're not going to have any fried potatoes in this bar? You're not going to have any fried potatoes while you're drinking and eating and watching sports? No fried potatoes?
You can put fried potatoes in the quesadilla.
They probably do that in Pittsburgh. I'll do quesadillas.
Okay, I mean, it's this is crazy. This is fried potatoes, guys.
You can't put other stuff on the potatoes.
Yes, you can. You put anything you want. Loaded fries.
Top but that's poutine.
Shit. Oh, shit. The poutine ruined fried potatoes because of that?
Yep. Fried potatoes are a one-trick pony.
You're going to go to a sports bar and not order. You're going to say.
I think they're unsauced fries.
Sauce in the side fries.
I mean, you can get loaded fries like nacho fries and shit like that.
Yeah.
Or like San Diego style fries. Delicious.
Ooh, carne asada.
Yeah.
The whole deal.
The whole deal.
I'm overruled.
So like,
you
if
guys
I
are
have,
really going to eliminate fried potatoes.
Listen, if I have carne asada San Diego style fries, deluxe, versus quesadillas.
Would you rather have all that stuff in a tortilla or on fried potatoes, basically? Cheese, meat, guacamole, sour cream, in a quesadilla or on French fries?
Well, I'll tell you why I'm going to choose quesadilla. It's harder to hide the evidence with fucking a loaded nacho fries, loaded fries, right? Whereas, you know, like, I don't know. That's tough.
I'm going quesadilla, guys.
I'm sticking to fried potatoes, but
like,
Dave, it's up
so
to you.
Many good things. There's so many good quesadillas.
Even the bad quesadilla is good.
Yeah, I'm going quesadilla.
The bad French
like
fries
I make,
is pretty bad.
I make my kids quesadillas and I eat them because I'm like, they're
is it?
They're
is this
good.
A case? Is this
if
actually
I got
a
curly
case?
I'm now versioning the worst. Now we've done the best. If I have to go the worst, I got curly fries
so this
the
is
worst
what I was
quesadilla.
Say. Is this the case of your team is only as strong as the weakest link?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you got curly fries
you're
taking
down.
You're
not going quesadilla now too.
You know who likes curly fries?
No, that's not what we talked about. I like crinkle cut
Oh,
fries.
He likes the crinkle cut, which are acceptable. All right.
I like the surface area.
As fucking crazy as it is, quesadillas. All right, and the final edible eight matchup, corn nuts versus popcorn. This is popcorn for me.
I'm going corn nuts. It's very simple. I'm going corn nuts.
I'm going corn nuts just because, like, popcorn just became too basic bitch to move on to like the nut. Like, I'm going corn nuts.
Your
now.
Whole the only way it got this far was on its basic bitchness.
Right, but the game changes.
We don't have a camera on Noelle's face when she tried to hand me the corn nuts label. It was not a happy face. Just saying. Take a quick break before we do the last four.
Yeah, this is too. It's emotionally taxing.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Recording here at the Cosmopolitan at Hoops and Hops, the Dave Chang Show 2023 Bar Food Tournament of Champions. The Finger Food 4, the last remaining bar foods in our bracket are chicken wings, which came in as a 4 seed. Quesadillas came in as a 3 seed. Corn nuts, a 13 seed. And chips and salsa, a 2 seed. The tournament favorites have all been eliminated. The first matchup, chicken wings versus chips and salsa. And I think we've already demonstrated just through practice which one we all prefer, but does anybody want to say something for chips and salsa?
No, their run is over.
The power of the chicken wing is too great.
All it right. May be the one bar food to rule them all.
Spoiler alert.
Honestly, legitimizes the whole goddamn process. Chicken wings. I need a chicken wing thingy. All right. Chicken wings are in our final matchup. Quesadillas versus corn nuts.
Quesadillas.
I've been against corn nuts from the beginning. Quesadillas
yeah.
for me.
Quesadillas to me are just perfect.
Whoa.
All right. Make your case. Make your case, Dave.
If I'm eating popcorn, I'm gonna stop at the corn nuts. This is a world where the world of food that has yet to brace the world of analytics, which corn nuts does. They just get on base, doesn't matter. The fact is this, it's hard to find.
This is the scarcity argument.
Scarcity. Listen. But does it ever let you down? I can understand why people may not like it. The texture's too hard. But that only affects
people. Oh, here they come, the corn nuts.
Oh my God.
Snap, ooh. Tagine corn nuts.
We gotta get the quesadillas, but I can already tell you, like.
I'm unswayable on this.
Oh, delicious.
You need to talk him into quesadillas.
I'm going quesadillas.
Oh, wait. No, I'm sticking to quesadillas. You gotta convince Jeff.
I'm going quesadillas.
Really?
Yeah.
Noelle, what are you?
Noelle is waving quesadillas
I
over
protest. Her. I protest.
This is it. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. The final matchup. Last dance. Chicken wings versus quesadillas for the crown.
Maybe we get the quesadilla. Soon.
I'm going quesadilla.
Can't do it.
We need to make this decision in real time.
Should we postpone this last decision until we get quesadillas and move on to the next segment?
Let's move on to the next segment and come back to we get quesadillas.
Okay. So quesadillas are going to be here at some point, right?
We're going to move minutes.
On. We're going to move on to the last section, which is a game for those who are still with us. Chang and I have been concocting in various forms. We did some version of it when we did required eating, but we want to play a game with the listeners. And Chang had the idea that starting today, this is going to be a year-long game. We're committing to either being back here in Vegas in a year, or at least talking about this 1 year from now. This is going to be the Dave Chang Show Las Vegas Scavenger Hunt. We'll come up with a more clever title. But essentially what we're going to do is, this is some hybrid of recommendation, gamified recommendations. We're gonna come up with a list right now of things to eat, drink, see, or do in and around Las Vegas. Jeff's got his list. Changi
by trying. It's not going to be perfect. Four in the Cosmopolitan.
Four in the Cosmopolitan where we're recording.
We're trying. It's not going to be perfect. For me, it was four outside on the MGM property.
Yep. And then two
experiences
just
outside the show.
Just Vegas-y things. So the way we're going to do this, we'll put all the details on the Discord. We'll put all the details on social media. But for right now, we're going to start discussing our list of tasks. And let's start with the ones that are inside the Cosmopolitan.
Mine's difficult because mine is by hour.
That's fine. But why don't you start, give us your first task. We're roughly going to try to divide these up. Chang's going to have like 100 points to divide among his tasks. Jeff's got 100 points. I'll have 100 points. Chang, just give us one of your inside the Cosmopolitan tasks.
At 8 a.m., it's not, no, I'm going to start off with the first thing in the morning. 2 a.m., you have to get a full one-topping pizza at the Secret Pizza Place. Receipt, got to show it. I need a video of you doing that. And you, I mean, extra credit if you eat the whole thing yourself.
At 2 a.m., you said.
I need the video. You have to get it at 2. Wait in line.
Okay.
Got to be in that vicinity. Plus or minus
so
10
slices
minutes.
Don't count.
No slices. Whole like fucking
that.
Pizza.
I like that.
2 a.m. Good fucking luck.
What time are you actually... Okay, if it's a Friday, Saturday night, to get that 2 a.m. pizza, you line up at 1:15.
It's a waste... It's an honestly sort of a waste of time.
It's honestly sort of a waste of time. All right. So that I think that's a good task.
That's my first thing in the morning.
Zero... Okay, just to be clear, zero credit... If just for any other secret pizza related eating, there's no credit for just
getting a full
pizza.
Okay. Because you know what? Waiting in line there for a full pizza, everyone's gonna get pissed off. Because people only get slices.
All right, Jeff, what do you got for an inside the Cosmo task?
You gotta eat a Hattie B's chicken sandwich, but it's gotta be the shut the cluck up
maximum
level
spice
of
level.
Heat level.
Full consumption or just a bite?
Full consumption. And you've got to order the crinkle cut fries with it because of the surface area that I enjoy with that. And the controversial nature of the crinkle cut fry.
Crinkle cut fry is less controversial than if you said, I like curly fries.
Yeah.
Sticking on the chicken theme, I'm going to say you have to go to Ghost Donkey and do what I'm calling a chicken and chicken. You have to order the chicken nachos and have a pechuga mezcal on the side.
What is Ghost Donkey?
Right in the little food court area. But it's another secret door situation. Chicken nachos, pechuga mezcal that's distilled with chicken breasts. The chicken and chicken. That's my first one.
Sounds sort of boring.
Mine doesn't
this
anger
is so
anybody,
much better.
Mine doesn't anger anybody else in the line.
Good.
All right, what's your second one, Chang?
Again, I'm giving you some time to digest. To maybe do some gambling across the hallway. Except that when you gamble across the hallway here, the odds are shit. There are 5 to 6 instead of 3 to 2 on blackjack. And you get the worst fucking gamblers. I'm talking about the Henry at the Cosmopolitan. 5:30 in the morning, you might have a lineup with a barbershop club thing. What I'm asking is, I need to see you consume Eggs Benedict plate in its entirety at 5:30 in the morning. With hash browns, great hash browns down there.
I like
that. 5:30 a.m. You have to fucking do it.
Okay.
Eggs Benedict plate. You can, whoever you're with, they can eat whatever the fuck. I don't give a fuck. But you have to consume an entire plate of the Eggs Benedict, the whole thing, except the plate itself.
All right. What's your second one from the Cosmo?
You've got to play craps, okay? After 2 a.m.
Okay.
And you have to find someone who's never rolled craps before to roll for you.
A virgin roller.
Preferably Australian.
How do you verify that?
That they've never played before?
Oh, that is happening.
You can take a picture. Okay. Of, you maybe do a video of the first roll.
Yeah.
Where they roll it off the table. They try to grab all the dice with all hands. They grab with two hands. They try to blow.
Well,
off,
again, we need video evidence. None of this counts if it's not recorded.
Yeah.
I've got You go to Super Frico, the restaurant downstairs here. On the menu there is a tableside hand-pulled mozzarella for four. So you have to go and order the mozzarella for four for no more than two people and finish the mozzarella for four.
Sounds delicious.
It can be one person, but no more than two. The mozzarella for two, or mozzarella for four for two. That's my second one. Cheng, what else?
All right, now we've gone from 5:30, so you might have a little bit of a power for a cat nap, right? Henry, hour, 6:30, you can go up to the room for about an hour, realize you're too wired to go to bed, and then you say to yourself, you get a text message from your friend, I think they pump oxygen in this casino. Can't sleep. It's not about the fucking methamphetamine that you fucking do. So at 8 o'clock, you have to be in line at Palace Station Casino Oyster Bar.
Oh, we've left the Cosmopolitan.
You've left the Cosmopolitan. This is my, again, I'm going by 24 hours.
Oh, by time. So you left, okay.
You have to be in line and you have to order a combo mix number two, spicy nine.
Did you just call a football play? What did
you Omaha. Say? Omaha. Hi.
A combination number two.
Combination
nine.
Seafood number nine spicy.
Okay. Got it.
All right. That's it. You got to be there at 8 o'clock.
What
at
is
the
that?
Very least, you got to be in line by 8 o'clock.
What is that combination it's a seafood number nine? Spicy.
Combination number two.
Number two, spicy.
Spicy number nine.
What is spicy? Oh, nine is a level of spice?
Yeah.
Seafood combination number two,
combination
spicy
number
nine.
Two, yeah. Spicy number nine.
Omaha, yeah. Blue 32, brick.
Combo
okay.
Platter. It's combo platter
two,
or whatever. Just say combo number two. Just say combo number two.
What is that?
Number nine spice. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You got to be there at 8 o'clock.
You'll find out.
Palace Station. They also have a great crabs table where you can do like max.
Like 10X, 100X.
Yeah.
Like,
it's great.
I'm in.
All right, Jeff, are you still in the Cosmo with us? What else you got?
I'm still in the Cosmo because I'm following the rules, unlike Dave. So
this is one of that was one of my off strips.
I like that, okay. Though. You have to buy a Bud Light with a free drink ticket in the Cosmo Sportsbook. So you can't pay for it. It has to be with somehow you have to get a free drink ticket.
I like that.
And you get a... It can be any
for the
light
layman,
beer,
explain what
but
that
it
means.
Has
what
to
does
be
that
a shitty domestic light beer.
What does that mean for the layman? Like, what do you mean you have to buy it with the ticket?
So there are ways you can get free drink tickets.
Uh-huh. Such as?
Betting a fair amount of money on a sport, on a game.
Okay.
Or you could probably just ask them, can I get a free drink ticket? Like, they will probably, this is not like you're asking for something that special, right? You're
okay.
Not asking for like, yeah. So.
But you're getting a ticket and you're not paying with cash. That's the point.
Yes. And you have to like. Show the ticket, right? Like,
okay.
Like, there's a ticket. I think I had one on me, but yeah.
My next one is you have to go order a Poron from Haleo, and you have to take an 8-second pull without spilling.
Lame. This is a free drink ticket. You can have this for later. You can take it. Yes. You can take it.
My points.
Dude, your Vegas experience is so loser.
The doors haven't been open to me, Dave. Mine is for the people who don't have access to drink tickets.
No, yours is where you go to
you
TripAdvisor.
You have access to drink tickets. I just gave you one.
Yeah, you Google TripAdvisor.com, and you're like, best 10 experiences you can do.
That is not, these are not on the TripAdvisor list of experiences. Fine, what else do you have?
All right, I'm giving you time to now possibly sleep, okay? Now it's 3 p.m.
This should be a sleep challenge. So if you say made someone like sleep 3 hours in the middle, there's no chance you can do that in Vegas ever. I've tried so many times to do that. I can't do it.
So I cut it out because I had too many. So I'm giving everyone some time to not really sleep, maybe get a massage, whatever. I'm not cruel. Giving you some time to recuperate. But 3 p.m., I want to see you at Wicked Spoon. And you have to do three things within Wicked Spoon.
This is the buffet at the Cosmopolitan.
You need a plate of shrimp cocktail. One plate of shrimp cocktail.
Nothing but shrimp cocktail.
Nothing but shrimp cocktail. One slice of smoked salmon with that. One slice.
Okay.
Two. On the second plate, you only get one thing. I want you to get an end slice of whatever roast meat they have at the fucking counter.
This was one of my things.
Is it yours? One of yours?
One of my things was going to be ordering the end, getting the end piece at a Vegas buffet.
So you got to change yours now.
God damn it.
And you got to get an ice cream sundae with a chocolate chip cookie. Those are the three things you got to do. Wicked Spoon, 3 p.m.
Is Wicked Spoon open at 3 p.m.? I hope.
If you don't get that fucking one slice of smoked salmon, you're fucking out. And the plate of Shinpakta has to be substantial enough where it's embarrassing.
Are we still, this is your fourth Inside the Cosmo one.
Fourth Inside the Cosmo. So it's a little bit more boring, but I want you to get an elevated milkshake from Holstein's, but it has to be one that you create on your own. Like, you look at all the different things and you got to order off the menu for your own Holstein's shake.
Okay. Boozy or not boozy, either way is fine.
No, just it doesn't have to be boozy.
Of your own
I'm
creation.
I'm not trying to force anyone to drink here.
Of your own creation. Got it. I like it. For my last one in the Cosmo, I want you to return. Well, there's a couple of different ways we can go. We can go back to the Henry or we could go to China Poblano. Where do you want to go? Let's go back to the Henry. Patty melts are not on the menu at the Henry. But if you arrive at the right time, meaning the server or the kitchen are not that busy, and you know how to ask for things nicely, they will definitely make you a patty melt. But you've got to figure out the time and place to ask for it. You got to get a patty melt, which is not on the menu, from the Henry.
That's some weak-ass door.
Mine are actually achievable. Take us back to outside of the... Do you have another Inside the Cosmo one?
Yeah. It's 6 p.m. I know we talked about no dinner, but I'm only asking you to do one thing. It's two. Actually, this is a two-parter. You can choose the one option for lower points, and we'll get to the points later, or the other option for a lot of fucking points.
Yeah.
Red Table. Unbelievably good Chinese restaurant.
Really, really delicious.
You can just get one order of char siu. That's it.
This is literally on my list. God damn it.
Or you get the king crab.
Okay.
And it's seafood. It's light. It's not going to blow you out. 6 p.m., Red Table. You have a choose your own adventure.
I think that, okay, fair. I was just going to say, to make it more price accessible, you should just order some sort of market price. Like, you could get a plate of spot prawns.
No, char siu. That's it.
Oh, or char siu. Okay.
If you get char siu, you can get lower points.
Yeah.
You still get points. But if you want to go spend like $800.
Get the king crab.
You get a lot of fucking points. King crab.
Okay.
You're mad. My list is so good.
Well, I mean, overlap. What do you got?
My next one's going to be going to get the chicken fingers from Delilah.
Okay.
I mean, Delilah's like this unbelievable speakeasy restaurant. Pretty hard to get into. But if
unless
you,
know somebody.
Get the chicken fingers because they're insane.
I think going to Delilah's, getting chicken fingers, I think, and a cocktail. I mean, not forcing you to drink, but if you want to enjoy yourself, that old-fashioned chicken finger combo is nice.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
At Delilah's.
Yeah, it's a good pairing.
There is a tiki bar in town, off-strip, called the Golden Tiki. You have to go to the Golden Tiki and take a picture of yourself with a drink in hand inside of a giant pink clam.
Are you talking dirty to me?
No, this is just legitimate thing.
I'm now 6 p.m. I'm now at 8 p.m. You got to get a U at Bong Bar. You got to get a U. Pork or chicken, don't matter. Just get one U. Got to eat all this. 8 p.m. Be there, be square.
Here's what I wanted to suggest on a U route. I think there's something to be said for getting a side of rice at Bong Bar with your U wrap and eating it over the rice as you would eat a quesadilla over chips.
That can be your challenge.
As a little bonus thing.
Great.
Just say it.
That's your challenge.
I'm not putting that on mine. We can have two Bong Bar challenges on the same list. 8 p.m., get a U wrap.
Okay.
This one's a hard one, but this is a late night one when the clubs are open. You've got to bring a burger, your favorite burger, to a guy by the name of Thomas Gorman, who runs like the front of the house for Hakkasan, the club. and you've got to take a picture with him and bring him a burger. His name's Thomas Gorman. They call him TG.
And he loves burgers.
And he loves burgers. So you just walk up to the front of the line and be like, hey, is TG around? Is Gorman around? Tell him Jeff Ma.
No.
I'm a friend of Jeff Ma's and I have a burger for him. And Hakkasan's an MGM property, so we're good.
I think you should just be like, so here's the thing. I'm trying to decide if it's funnier if Thomas Gorman has no idea why people keep on bringing him burgers.
I'm not telling him. He probably doesn't listen to this podcast.
So just bring a burger.
It's fine. And then eventually he's going to be like, what is going on?
But with no expectation of any sort of like, I'm going to get in now or anything like that. Just like, hey, here's a burger. Can I take a picture with you?
Yeah.
I love it.
I got to change my time, Bong Bar. I got to move it. I fucked it up.
Bong Bar closes at
7 p.m.
Okay.
Bong Bar closes at 7? No.
Don't they close?
It's open at night. Okay. At 9 o'clock. No, excuse me. 8, 7 o'clock. Yeah. 8 o'clock. You need to actually now hustle. Bong Bar, and you can, this is going to be interesting. You got to figure out how you're going to do this, logistically speaking. We're next to the Bellagio. So you could change earlier or later. You have to be in a suit, like a going out Las Vegas suit, and be at the Baccarat Bar of the Bellagio drinking a Cosmopolitan.
Okay.
There's so many things there that I couldn't follow.
Right?
You have to be at the Baccarat tables at...
No, it's a bar.
Oh, okay.
Called Baccarat Bar.
Okay.
It's Bellagio. In a suit.
In a suit, drinking a Cosmopolitan.
Cosmopolitan.
I love it.
Photo, video, or it doesn't count?
Similar vein. You have to go to... Either whatever you're New York, and one of their sort of archetypal, your Nathan's hot dogs, whatever, and you have to post a photo to your social media, earnestly talking about how you've always wanted to eat this New York specialty with a picture of you eating it. No joking around about it. You just have to go earnestly post your Nathan's hot dog from New York casino
and
say,
I like that.
I've always wanted to try a real New York dirty water dog. Wait, so you did another one?
Yeah. I'm going now?
No, I think you just did one. I think you
did the Baccarat Bar.
Yeah, Jeff, go.
I'm doing one, which is like, you've got to film your best golf swing at Top Golf. Like, it's like you're one of those influencers doing a Top Golf influence golf video during a sporting event because they have the screens. Uh-huh. So you have to like do it during a sporting event so you can see the screen.
So that
going,
they're okay.
And you do your like little TikTok video of you doing your swing.
Okay. Do you think I think apply the same earnest social media post to it, like rate my swing earnest
yes,
social
exactly.
media post.
Yeah,
right?
You gotta for sure. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good add on.
It's gotta be an earnest post. Yep. This one's for Gabby, one of our producers. You have to go to the escape rooms at the Caesar's Palace, and complete one of the escape rooms there with a team of no more than four people in under the no. Should we say you have to set the record?
Set the record. That's pretty hard.
Should we say you have to set the record? You got to set the week's best time in an escape room at Caesar's Palace. What do you got, Chang?
9 p.m.
What time was it? We started at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
9 p.m. You have to be at Lotus of Siam, and you have to get a bottle of Riesling that's at least $50.
Okay.
And that's it. It's going to be awkward because you're probably going to be in a suit. And
if you played the wrestling game, you're in a suit.
And you can order food, but like I'm just like, you can't order food.
You're just ordering wine.
You're just ordering wine.
So the proof is the weird looks you get from people. Yeah. You got to take the picture. And
everything's about being maximum awkwardness.
Okay.
You sit down and you're not allowed to eat, but you have to just get a bottle of Riesling
just
in suits.
All right, can I just jump over? Can I stick on the awkward theme real quick and jump in here? You have to go to Shang Artisan Noodle or one of the Chinese restaurants in town and get a takeout order of noodles. And then eat it poolside at whatever hotel pool you have. Just a whole takeout container of noodles.
No, make it like Wet Republic or something like that.
Oh, you have to eat it at Wet Republic specifically?
Last time we were at Wet Republic, one of my buddies brought $300 of Ding Tai Fung into Wet Republic for us to eat.
Okay, so this is what I'm talking about. This is what I love. What's the best place for me? If we're directing people to bring takeout noodles and eat
it's
them
to the
side.
It's gotta be a real pool party.
So which one is it gotta be?
Like Wet Republic or Encore or whatever.
Into a pool party, takeout noodles. Eating poolside.
That's amazing. That's going to be very hard. They don't let outside food in, so you're going to have to smuggle it in.
You got
to
get in touch.
And they're going to be like, you get caught, they're going to think you're smuggling drugs in.
You're like, no,
it's just noodles. It's just low main. It's just low main. Sorry, guys. I'm a low main smuggler.
Here's my next.
Wait, no, Jeff. I skipped over Jeff. Go, Jeff.
Oh, go ahead.
We'll go back.
I'm out of order.
Okay, so mine is to take a selfie riding in a Phantom Rolls Royce. I think there's only one casino I know that has those, so you'll have to figure out which one that is, and you'll have to figure out how to get into it.
I mean, if you do that, that's 100 points right there.
That's very difficult.
But the selfie has to have the stars that are on the ceiling in those cars also in it, just so we know it's a fan.
All right, Chang, back to you.
A lot of mine are contingent that you've done the previous ones.
Okay, fair enough.
It's like an escape room.
Extra money, yeah.
This is Dave Chang's escape room. Dave Chang's Vegas escape room.
Dave Chang.
And so, the last one's get to your plane on time and don't get kicked off for being too inebriated. It has happened.
Exactly.
So, after Lotus of Siam, where you've not eaten, you're going to be the only person that's waited in line or made a reservation that's never eaten there but only had a bottle of nice Riesling. You're going to have to take that bottle of Riesling with you, right? You got to go to Best Friend, a good friend, Roy Choi's restaurant.
Yeah.
At the MGM Park.
Park MGM, yep.
And you have to buy a Best Friend t-shirt and put it over your fucking suit or your dress. Your night, like, equivalent of a nice suit, dress. So you have a Best Friend t-shirt over your fucking suit or dress. That's it.
So the task itself is...
I thought about this. Come on.
But I'm just saying, if that isolated task is just, I need to put a Best Friend shirt over a suit.
You look like an idiot.
Okay. But that's the isolated task. If I were just to do one item on your thing, it'd be that. Like, and I said.
Sure, you could do that, but you're not going to win.
No, but I'm saying, like, as an isolated task, it's buy a Best Friend shirt, put it over your suit, take a photo. I like it. Back to you. How many you got left?
Mine's find a place in Vegas to eat every one of these foods. No, just kidding. I think I only have one left. Go ahead. You go ahead. I'll pick one.
So, if like me, you attend the Magic Mike show here in Vegas,
As one does.
You will know that part of the show is they hand out fake money for everybody to make it rain in this fake male strip club. My task is, I don't care if you attend or not, you have to try to buy something in Vegas with Magic Mike money. Anything.
Oh, that's his best one yet.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah,
finally, right.
Good job. That was
You're
good.
All grows up now. You're yeah. all grows up.
You're all grows up. Up. All right. Are you done? Is that your list?
Did you get that reference, Swingers?
Yeah, I got it. You grows up.
He's all grows up.
My last one, which is like off the strip experience, you got to go to Area 51, go to Lost Realms.
Lost Spirits.
And you got to buy a bottle of the pineapple rum.
Ooh, that is good. The pineapple rum is very
good.
You
don't have to do the whole experience, although I recommend it. You just need to buy a bottle of pineapple rum. But if you're all the way out there in Area 51, you might as well do the whole fucking experience anyway, because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
That's it. Fun.
All right, I got one
time.
More.
You have a time for that?
That's after Lotus.
It's like 9, 10, 11. Yeah, okay.
I got one more. You got to play pickleball on the tennis courts of the Cosmo. So you got to figure out where the tennis courts of the Cosmo are.
Uh-huh. Floor 5.
And bring... Don't give it away. And bring your own pickleball equipment.
It's not 5.
And also probably tape the lines. Because I don't think they have lines there to do that. So you'll have to tape your own pickleball lines.
You
got to
make your own pickleball court and play
court.
It there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that, I mean, I'm so lost on my list here. But I think what we're going to do don't think we should get into the scoring here.
No, you guys take all this.
We're gonna take all this. We're gonna add Noel's list to this. We're gonna break it down with points. We'll consult with Jeff on the point scoring. What's the rules, Chang? Photo evidence for every single activity, photo or video evidence, submitted to us. We'll figure out, you know, an email address or on a Discord channel or whatever. You have a year. You have a year from when this airs to accomplish as many of these as possible.
Yep.
And the prize will be great. It will be a stay. It'll be...
No, they'll get to come here and hang out with
us.
Yeah,
no, we're going to probably try to get the Cosmopolitan to fly you out here and have a whole weekend.
We'll...
And maybe we'll have something else as well.
It'll be great. It'll be worthwhile.
Maybe we'll have an invitation to our studio.
But we're going to have... So should we make it... Should we make it very hard? Should we make it that you're competing against us too?
By the
way, you got to beat our score.
That list is hard.
It's very
for
hard.
For anyone to get all that done, that's very hard.
But are they are they competing against us?
Or the highest point total?
But I'm saying
I think it's fine. We're all competing anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Life's a competition.
Highest point total. You'll see all this. We're going
to
put
this
it all together.
This fucking guy wants to give consolation trophies to everybody.
No, I'm saying I'm trying to make it harder.
Ribbons?
Yes, participation ribbons for anybody.
Just send an email to I participated in the Vegas challenge.
Listen, get busy living or get busy dying. All right.
These fucking guys are just they've absorbed the Vegas energy from this room and are just shooting it back at me. All right, that's the game. You're gonna find out all about this on social media. We're gonna be monitoring throughout the year. We'll check in with Jeff on how many of these fucking things he's accomplished over the course of the year.
I'm gonna get them all done this week.
I was gonna say, Chang, do you think you're gonna get
I've done this all, motherfuckers.
No. To your point, I need evidence of new.
I mean, I think we should just be posting these things that we're doing.
Right.
As we're doing them, just to keep people engaged in this.
We should have like surge points. If you could accomplish any of these during the Formula One weekend, double points.
Yeah.
Mine is to take a selfie in a Formula One car with Max Verstappen. Is that a hard one or not?
Nah, easy. Easy peasy. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and then I think we should finish this off.
Do it. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
We're here to crown.
Crown a champion.
Yeah, much like our electoral college. It's very accurate.
Much like our electoral
like
college.
To be up here going like, blah, 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 yeah.
You just got three randoms deciding a bunch of shit for you. So, we're here. Cosmopolitan Las Vegas recording. 2023 Dave Chang Show Bar Food Tournament of Champions.
Do you think people like got into the tease? Like they're waiting to the end to see who won? And that's the whole thing they've been waiting for.
This is going to be a record drop off.
They're like, God, I need to hear this. All right, to review.
We just, for the record, ate chicken wings and quesadillas.
The final matchup is quesadillas, a 3 seed against the 4 seed chicken wings. I have a firm decision on this one already. And so do you. So I think it's going to come down to you. Jeff has already said.
I might change my mind though.
It's chicken wings all day for me.
Yeah, I kind of think like just having that case. I mean, I kind of was influenced by what just happened. Like, it's called recency bias. Like, you just get influenced by what you've done recently.
Nothing wrong with recency bias.
No, it's the best.
Seriously.
Yeah. Dave Chang loves recency bias.
Recency bias is actually, again, pragmatic philosophy. What is most useful to you in the moment.
Dave Chang is so biased toward the recency, it's amazing. But what do you got?
I'm going to go wings.
Wings.
All right.
I didn't even fucking have time to tie my shoelaces. I like that it was anonymous. It was an anonymous...
Unanimous.
I know, it was a joke. I was doing it on purpose. I do wrong words all the time.
You think he makes mistakes like that? Yeah. Come on, dude.
There it is.
Try to make me more relatable. Like, I don't know words.
Whenever I'm eating my muscles out of a tin.
In
my Rolls Royce Phantom.
Way to go, chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Surprise no one.
Chicken wings.
I'm happy that chicken wings came out on top here. It legitimizes the whole process. All right, Chang, how you feeling, buddy?
We did it.
That's the 2023 Dave Chang Show Bar Food Tournament of Champions champion, chicken wings.
I'm a little disappointed Corn Nuts didn't make it.
I'm not disappointed.
I'm a little disappointed. I'm really happy that Dry Seafood had a fucking ride of the century.
It fucking took down, I mean, pizza flatbread is UNC Duke shit right there.
And I stand by it.
Took it down. I like it. All right.
Some lady came up and was talking shit about our fucking fried pork hock.
She was pissed about
that. She was pissed.
Emily, who's invited us here, was a little pissed about Corn Nuts making it as deep as they did, but here we are.
I gotta say, I think chips and salsa went too far.
It had it, but the road to where it got.
There were some real weak divisions here. Weak conferences.
You know what? We're not gonna relitigate any of this, but when I look out upon this, I'll always regret that I let chips and salsa beat sausages. That's it.
That's your greatest regret.
That's the only regret I have in life.
You live a full life, my friend. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Cosmopolitan. Thank you, Uber.
No Uber.
No Uber? Why is it on the fucking page?
It fell off last minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Thank you to Lyft.
Yeah, thanks to Lyft. All right, guys. Yes. Well, that's it. We declared our very accurate bar food champion.
Yeah.
Welcome. Congratulations, Chicken Wing.
Congratulations, Chicken Wings. Thank you to
you
Jeff.
You did it.
Ma.
You surprised nobody.
Thank you to the Cosmopolitan.
Thank you, Cosmopolitan.
Shit is we're finishing this just as like things are getting rowdy in here. It's like getting noisy in here.
Thank you, Lyft.
All right, guys. That was our second part of our podcast at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas. Visit the Momofuku restaurants. We got Bong Bar. There's a whole host of amazing places. We have a lot more in store for Vegas things, scavenger hunts alike, that we'll talk about soon. Yeah, give us 5 stars and don't forget about Recipe Club. Keep on sending those recipes in. We got some good prizes.